And welcome back to Side 2 of this cassette, the DX Audio Service, for August 1986. And just before we jump into the domestic DX Digest column, Phil Wayne is in with another look at MarketScope. So here's Phil.
Thank you, Fred. This is MarketScope for August 1986, and I'm Phil Wayne. This month, we're continuing some serious tuner tweaking in Los Angeles as we continue up the AM and FM bands. Our first stop is 5,000 watt KIIS AM at 1,150 kilohertz.
Good afternoon, it's 1 o'clock. I'm Steve Lehman. You're on the all-new KIIS Los Angeles.
Hot hits,
the
hits,
AM,
Los Angeles.
Here we go. Ow. And disgust in at least 30 minutes of Southern California's Hot Hits 107. Coming up this hour, VIP passes for you to go ski mountain high. Yeah, that's coming up in minutes. Now Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms. And So Far Away on 1150 KISS AM.
KGI on News Talk 1260 continues. This edition being brought to you by Valley Motor Center, conveniently located at the corner of Van Nuys and Oxnard Boulevards in Van Nuys. Much as $1 million or more is turned up missing from four San Fernando Valley Bank branches. It's the first interstate bank. Officials are talking about 1,500 deposits of March the 3rd never getting into the computer. Details after your World at 8.
This is KGIL San Fernando Valley. News Talk Radio 1260 for Los Angeles.
Good morning, I'm Cynthia Hecht.
The DX Audio Service Award for Technical Excellence and Broadcast Professionalism this month goes to KFAC AM and FM, Southern California's longtime classical music combination. Please note in the following air check when the introduction to the ski report was run.
It looks like a beautiful weekend coming up for skiers. Snow Summit reports a base of 1 to 4 feet with all 9 this running. That's skiing. I'm Diane Smitham for KFAC.
And now, KFAC's ski report.
This was followed by 30 seconds of dead air, after which you heard...
And now, KFAC's ski report.
If I don't get to a phone and call Halberstam, the deal is going to be off.
After the spot, 10 more seconds of dead air. Then...
If I don't get to a phone and call Halberstam, the deal is going to be off.
Next was more dead air, 1 minute and 24 seconds to be exact, followed by...
KFAC AM and FM Los Angeles.
And, after 8 more seconds of dead air...
KFAC AM and FM Los Angeles.
35 seconds of dead air preceded the next classical selection. This is what major market radio is all about. Is the rumor true that KFAC is going to a new programming concept, the silence format? Next... We'll have the case of the disappearing 50,000 watts.
AM stereo, KDAY, the LA Dream Team is in the house is what it is. It's 820. You're with JJ and Russ. Good morning. Sunny today. Expected high 83. Right now at Crenshaw, high in vicinity, clear and 64 degrees. We got the Great American Joke Off, a mere 10 minutes away. We're going to be getting off into that in just a bit, so I hope you've been thinking real hard about what you're... Hello.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Hey, Magic, how you doing?
It's magic.
Excuse me.
I'm everywhere. I'm
glad to see you, but I was talking about the Joke Off.
Oh, man.
We got to get off into that in a few minutes.
Hey, well, dig it, man. I'm going to be at that game tomorrow. Oh, man, I'm going to be out there, you know.
At Challengers?
Yeah, impersonating myself.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah, but I just want to let you know, man, I'm going to win the $50 gift certificate, you know, because, like, most of my payments are deferred. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to get my money up front.
I understand that you're a very fine basketball player, but we're talking about comedy here.
I'm an even better comedian, man. Cooper and Magic.
What are these guys doing here?
Magic knows everything, man.
Isn't that the end of the show, man?
Yeah, that's my band. I hide him from y'all, man. Come on, man. Give me some dice. Come on, give me a seduction.
Right. From Echo Park is the middle of the show, Sean.
Yeah.
Starring Magic.
Yeah, brought to you by...
He's ever brought to you by Magic's what?
Magic Johnson's basketball polish.
Did I get it right?
Yeah, you can have the shiniest balls in town. Yeah. It's awesome. All right, here's one of my funny jokes. All right, what do you get when you cross a movie and a swimming pool?
We all give up, Magic. What do you get?
A dive-in theater. Yeah. It's magic. Thank you very much. Kareem, check this butt out. All right. What do you get when you cross a chicken and a bell?
I didn't think that was so. What? What do you get? I'm sorry.
An alarm clock. Man, it's the ultimate. Everywhere, man. This is devastating material.
You brought an applause sign and everything.
Hey, that's right, man. Cue cards for the dumb people out there.
Gonna,
all right.
We gotta. We really got to go do this thing.
All right, take this. What do you get when you cross a porcupine with a sheep?
I give up. What do you get?
An animal that knits its own swag.
Oh, man. That's it, Magic. Thank you very much.
Wait a minute, man.
Get some courage if you leave.
Get some, man.
Let's hear it. Thank you very much, Magic. That was very good. Thank you.
Number one means quality.
It's 824. This is Magic Oldie 16 KWOW. And a group that was known as the Equals. From October 68, here's Baby Come Back. 16 KWOW. All oldies, all the time.
KWOW. What are you going to do with
16 KWOW, Pomona.
Never works out like we think it will, huh? 93.1 KKHR, guaranteed 10 in a row. That was the 10th of 10. Yes, we will do it again. Catch me playing 9 or 8 or cutting short the 10 in a row when we promise 10, and you can win $10,000. That's our music guarantee. We'll explain the contest to you again in a second. That's Van Halen, Why Can't This Be Love, which debuted at 22 on the Hit Radio Record Report, a brand new one of those on the way home. The reason it's not love, it's because every girl wants to marry Don Johnson. He's going to have $1 million and drive a Ferrari. And you end up with Jackie Gleason. He's a bum out of work driving a 52 Ford. But it's all true love, what you really feel in your heart. And that's what counts, right? 437.
93.1 KKHR with a 10 in a row, $10,000 music guarantee. Throughout the day, you'll hear this sound. Then we'll play at least 10 songs in a row. If we don't, you can win $10,000. What we promise, we deliver. 93.1 KKHR. Your radio on 93.1 FM and find out why Southern California is making the switch to KKHR. Now, playing 10 great songs in a row, every hour, guaranteed. 93.1 KKHR, Los Angeles.
Who's up for getting naked? I am. Let's do it to the Giles Band on 94.7 KMET.
Our congratulations to Dean Spencer out of Huntington Beach. Dean was the 33rd caller, and he picked up the Dirty Work album from the Rolling Stones and also those movie tickets. So congratulations, Dean. We got more albums and tickets to give away all day long here on KLOS. And speaking of giving it away, today we are giving away Porsche number 10. It's on display now out at the West Covina Fashion Plaza. It's going to be our first afternoon giveaway. It's going to be happening on the third level of the parking structure outside. So it's always a lot of fun to be down there to see Joe Benson in a tuxedo top. And skivvies, I understand, this time around since it's so hot. Or maybe swim trunks. You never know about Joe, okay? So check it out. And don't forget our next Porsche. Let's, you know, give away Porsche number 10. Then we'll concentrate on Porsche number 11. But that's going to be given away April 5th. So if you have not qualified for the Porsche yet, you still have a chance. Compliments in 95.5 KLOS.
More nonstop hits. KEZY. We're into the 8 o'clock hour. Jay Davis playing one great song after another here on KEZY.
96 FM, KEZY.
Before we go, Charlie, let us not forget that tonight, Loyola Marymount will be back in action in the NIT. You recall last week, Loyola Marymount upset California on the Bears' home court. Tonight, they will be playing in the second round of the NIT. They will be playing at Wyoming.
We are the Loyola. We just beat the heck out of.
And then you're going to tell me their coach is going to take over as the Clippers' new coach, probably, right, to get back at the Lakers. Works that way. All right. Partly cloudy, not as cool today. We're going to have nicer weather all week long. No rain for the next few days. We're going to have northwest winds blowing to about 20 miles an hour. 62 high today, 68 tomorrow. See, it's getting sunny out again. 83% humidity this morning under blue skies. 46 our temperature downtown at 707.
LA's new KBEST, 97 FM. KBZT, Los Angeles.
It is. It's true.
And it's great. So anyway, Cecilia Herrera of Los Angeles, congratulations. We've got more memberships we'll be giving away. That's a two-year membership, and we'll do it again Monday morning sometime. So there's more chances for you to receive a two-year membership. Members of our K-Lite listening family, because we're thinking of you. 7 o'clock is our time now. KIQQ Los Angeles is K-Lite at 100 FM.
KRTH-FM, Los Angeles, an RKO radio station. Recorded.
AP Network News. Good morning. I'm Larry Brown. This is AP Network News.
KRTH-FM, Los Angeles. Win $1,000 plus a fantasy vacation.
KRTH, Los Angeles.
FM 102, KUTE, Glendale. Good morning, this is David Heller with a KUTE News Brief at 8 o'clock. Good air quality predicted for the basin, currently 64 degrees at our KUTE studios in Hollywood. That's KUTE News, sponsored by Lufthansa Airlines. I'm David Heller. Now back to China Smith and the music.
FM 102 KUTE, from a 1980 album. Randy Crawford's People Alone, simply read ahead of that, Holding Back the Years. Got 12 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you're having a good day so far. Try to help you along. Make it as musically palatable as possible. This is from Rejuvenation. Lonnie Liston Smith's Girl in My Dreams on KUTE.
KISS FM invites you to join Bruce Vidal, Rachel Donahue, Commander Chuck Street, yours truly, me, Paul Freeman, along with Steve Lehman from KISS AM for an afternoon of wine tasting, cheeses, breads, appetizers. Expo DeVin presents over 50 of California's great winemakers this Saturday at the Bonaventure Hotel. Proceeds going to the Multiple Sclerosis Society. Call us at KISS, we'll give you more info. Tim Kelly next, 50 minutes with the Valet's Hot Hit. New Edition starts it out.
What an irony that somebody like Paul Freeman should play that song. Give me a break.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 o'clock, and this is KIIS FM and AM Los Angeles.
Yeah! Power 106.
Fresh new music mix. Power 106 sounds so good. Miami Sound Machine, Bad Boy, Mucho Morales at 452. Power 106 congratulating Paul Yates of Artesia. Paul made the power switch down there, won the new album from Stevie Wonder. Next hour, it's going to be the hottest act today, Whitney Houston's latest album. So keep it here. And another power play of six in a row just around a corner. And here's Mark Davis. What's going on out there? Speaking of being around a corner.
Let me tell you, I got some good news to start off with this time. On the Santa Ana northbound before Atlantic, we had that trailer that was left behind by the tracker.
Taking care of you with the music that you've been waiting for. Oh, yeah, you better believe it. Here we go now with six in a row. We're going to kick it off with Jermaine Jackson. I Think It's Love. Home of more music and less talk. The all-new Power 106.
The Power Station.
Power Station.
Power Station.
Power 106.
72,000 watts of music power.
Music power.
KPWR Los Angeles.
Power 106.
That puts the wraps on Market Scope for another month. Next month, we're off to the Hoosier State for a look at Indianapolis radio. And I may even see you in Delaware. Thanks for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed this month's segment. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne.
Thank you very much, Phil. And I'd like to thank Phil for not using any Californian terms in his DX Audio Service report. Terms like grody or for sure. Thanks, Phil, for not doing that. By the way, Phil and I will be at the National Radio Club Convention in Delaware over Labor Day weekend. We'll be driving in on Friday evening and then leaving on Sunday morning. So if you're planning on attending the National Radio Club Convention, why don't you give a call to the front desk and find out which room we're in and stop up and see us, or stop by the hospitality suite. We'll be around and hope to see you at the 1986 National Radio Club Convention. Another National Radio Club member, Bob Walker, was on the road in the month of July. Bob was attending the NR Convention in Montreal. And Bob files this report.
NRCon 86, Montreal, July 18th through the 20th. Hi, everybody. Bob Walker here on the DX Audio Service. And yes, Montreal was beautiful this time of year. And NRCon 86 was enjoyable as well. What is NRCon? Well, I guess the easiest answer to that is that NRCon is the Convention of NARC, the Association of North American Radio Clubs. Not a club itself, but a club of clubs, so to speak, the National Radio Club being one of them. And each summer, in July, NARC has its annual convention. This year, hosted by Ian McFarlane and Radio Canada International in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. and a good time was definitely had by all. Over 300 attendees came to the 1986 AnarchCon, that including single-day admissions and full weekend admissions as well. Here's some highlights of the weekend, and you'll be hearing more of them here on the DX Audio Service over the coming couple of months in interviews that I did especially for the DX Audio Service. Well, the convention opened on Friday, July the 18th, and a lot of activity happened then. There were, in fact, included all 3 days, a special AnarchCon cinema, which included several movies of interest to radio enthusiasts, including the very new Anarch Introduction to Radio Monitoring. Also included was the traditional equipment, station, and club displays throughout the sixth floor of the Holiday Inn Saint-Dupuis in downtown Montreal. Some of the new equipment was on display, including the ICOMs and the whole range of Sony receivers, kind of whets your appetite for what you may be able to purchase in the future, as well as many broadcast stations were exhibiting booths, giving away freebies, kind of the perk of going to AnarchCon 86. Interesting that probably more station exhibits were set up this year than several years in the past, including the first-time exhibit of the Voice of Free China, who, if you came anywhere near them, they would gladly give you anything you wanted from their booth. Radio Discovery was there as well, Radio Earth, Radio Canada International, HCJB, and the Voice of America. Another interesting first-time exhibit from Red Cross Radio as well. Kind of a unique mix of stations at AnarchCon 86. While the general attendees were going to the various club displays and booths, the Anarch Executive Council held their annual meeting this year, and there were several interesting points to come of it. Anarch Executive Secretary Terry Colgan made the point that this year is seeing somewhat of a decline in radio club activity. That is, the national clubs, such as the National Radio Club, NASWA, the North American Shortwave Association, and others. However, local clubs, such as the Michigan Area Radio Enthusiasts and the Minnesota DXers Association, are seeing actually an increase in membership. So maybe we're seeing a change from DXing being a lonely, solitary hobby going to more of a social group. Quite an interesting change there, and it should be more interesting to see as time goes on. Meanwhile, as the Anarch Executive Council was meeting, Radio Canada International was taping one of what would prove to be many broadcasts being taped over AnarchCon 86, the RCI Listener's Corners program with Bob Cadman and Ian McFarland. A lot of audience participation on this one, and this was taped for playing somewhat over the next couple of weeks. Unfortunately, this tape will be in your hand by the time these shows would have aired. Later on that afternoon, there was a bus tour of Montreal. Several took part, discovering that at 3 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, Montreal traffic is very similar to traffic in any American city. And some told me that the tour consisted of sitting on a bus watching traffic sit still at traffic lights. Later that evening, the traditional wine and cheese reception was held. It was sponsored by the World Radio TV Handbook. Of course, the 40th anniversary of the World Radio TV Handbook is this year. And finally, the Friday activities concluded with a, quote, live broadcast by Radio Earth. And that was interesting, to say the least. If I remember correctly, and by the time Friday night came along, things were getting just a little bit blurry. But if I do remember correctly, it was interesting to hear a crowd of over 150 people singing the WHRI interval signal. That was an interesting experience, and Radio Earth did go off swimmingly well with their 1986 live broadcast. Of course, it's become somewhat of a tradition for Radio Earth to broadcast live from AnarchCon. One other event I forgot to mention from Friday, the CBC RCI tour, which proved to be an interesting experience for a group. I think it proved to be more interesting for the Canadian Broadcasting Company, as they discovered very rapidly that some 100-plus DXers wanted to tour CBC when they were only expecting 25 to 30. Saturday dawned bright and early for some as the booths opened again early in the morning. This was the day of seminars at NRCon 86, seminars ranging from the International Frequency Management Seminar. There was a seminar on the World Radio Conference of 1984 and 87, the ITU Region 2 Medium Wave Broadcasting Conference seminar results was also held, as well as Bob Horowitz on the Woodpecker Project, and a seminar on RTTY, radio teletype. Lots of seminars on a Saturday at NRCon. Of course, as I said, the exhibits were open, and also interesting was the fact that there was an official unveiling of a special postage stamp which commemorated the 50th anniversary of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. There were presentations made by the Vice President of Corporate Communications and of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Interesting day, to say the least, and interesting that NRC was very much honored to be part of that festivities for the 1986 NRCon. Saturday night concluded with the annual banquet, auction, and raffle. Arthur Cushion of New Zealand was the special guest speaker discussing New Zealand, DXing, and discussing his life as a DXer. You'll be hearing an interview with Arthur later on. Find out that very interesting man who has heard many, many more stations than all of us put together. And such a pleasure to just talk with, and I think the interview will say it on, you'll be hearing later on. The auction, of course, was a great success, lasting late into the night. Unfortunately, too late for some, as Sunday morning arose early, and the final taping of a program was held at NRCon 86, when Ken McCarrick and John Beck taped a Saludos Amigos program for HCJB Radio. That was done early Sunday morning, too early, as I said, for some at 10 o'clock in the morning. That was followed by the World Radio TV Handbook Quiz. This is again an annual event at NRCon, where a team of American DXers and a team of Canadian DXers get together and have something of a College Bowl-type showdown. 1986 proved that the Canadian team bested the American team. Finally, the convention ended with the International Broadcasters Forum. This was a chance for everyone to question their favorite broadcasters in an open forum type arrangement. And that concluded NRCon 86. As you can imagine from my notes, 3 full days of activities at NRCon 86. And to some of you who may be thinking, wow, I'm a medium wave DXer and this is a shortwave convention, let me tell you, I'm a medium wave DXer too. It was a good time, and I certainly recommend next year's event, the third weekend in July, which will be held in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, a beautiful city. Make sure you get there and join. So, Fred, I'm taping this a couple of days after getting home, and I'm tired. I'm still getting over it, but it was a good time, and I'm looking forward to next year already. Bob Walker for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Bob, and Bob will be back with us on future editions of the DX Audio Service with his reports on NRC 1986. Before I get into the domestic DX Digest column, I'd like to remind you that effective with the next edition, Bill Hale will be taking over, replacing Dave Schmidt, as editor of the domestic DX Digest East column. So as of August 2nd, send your catches to the new editor. His name is Bill Hale, H-A-L-E, and the address is 9823 North Meadow Street, M-E-A-D-O-W, Converse, C-O-N-V-E-R-S-E, Texas, 78109. And, of course, Nancy Hardy is still remaining as the domestic DX Digest West editor. So if you have any information on the West Coast that you'd like to send information into, be sure to send it to Nancy. Her address is 2301 Pacific Avenue, Aberdeen, Washington, 98520. Also, we've had some questions regarding the Domestic Digest column and whether or not you should send your international material to those editors. Well, actually not. If you happen to receive something, say, in Antigua, Venezuela, Portugal, or Colombia, send it to the International DX Digest editor. That's the IDXD editor. His name is Chuck Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N. His address is 437 Hardenoff, H-A-R-D-E-N-D-O-R-F Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, and the zip code is 30307. Also like to remind you that when you send in material to the Domestic DX Digest columns and also to the FM columns, be sure to include this information: the frequency, the call letters, the state, the city, the date you heard it, the time, and then some notes about what exactly you heard. If it does not contain that information, we can't run it here in the DX Audio Service, nor can they put it in to the DX News magazine. So be sure to include that in your reports. Now let's take a look at the Domestic DX Digest East column, edited by Dave Schmidt out of Newcastle, Delaware, for the final time. And here are the highlights. On the 7th of May, 1986, WGHQ was heard on 920 kilohertz, that's in Kingston, New York. Very strong, with various tones and IDs by a male and female announcers. Also traces of CFLS underneath, that was heard by Kermit Gary in Pennsylvania, from 059 to 0132. Under the special category, we have a lot to report in this edition. First of all, on 820... WCZE, Chicago, Illinois. That's the XWAIT radio. On the 17th of April, it was heard at 1400, noted with the new calls, cozy radio slogan, MOR music, and it was the XWAIT. This was heard by Christos Regis in Chicago. On the 21st, it was heard from 1930 to 2045, good at times with various vocal standards, clustered ads, cozy radio IDs, and a little bit of interference from WOSU and WBAP, heard by Kermit Gary in Pennsylvania. And also first noted with new calls and bland hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s format by Carl Forth out of Illinois. Where did those call letters eventually end up? Back up on 850, WAIT, Crystal Lake, Illinois, was heard on the 17th of May at 1633, tentative with a fair signal, C&W Music, ID'd as Serving Suburban Communities, that's the XWIVS, and that was heard by Dave Haskell. Also, Christos Regis heard him on the 17th at 1831, noted with these new calls, still with their C&W format. On 920, CKCY in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario, has been rumored to be moving to 540, but obviously they haven't made the switch as of yet. They're still noted here, mostly in the evenings, with other AM stations underneath them by Carl Forth in Illinois. On 9:30, WBYG in Sandwich, Illinois, was heard on 4:23 at 12:06, noted with country western music and calling themselves the country leader and the Big 83. That was heard by Christos Regis in Illinois. And on 4:23, it was noted all day and evening with C&W Music, Paul Harvey and American Information Radio Network, dual ID with Chicago, even though it's 55 miles away. Figure that one out. That was heard by Carl Forth. On 10:30, the new station in Indian Head, Maryland, WBZB, was heard on June the 17th from 2019 to 2030. It faded up nicely under WBZ with contemporary religious music. Sign-off mentioned you're listening to WBZ after the sign-off. That was heard by Bob Harrison in New Jersey. on 1130 WSBM in Brazil, Indiana, was heard on May the 8th from 8:25 on. Tentatively believes that this one is back on the air, though he has noted that he hasn't heard him of recently. It was fighting WCTM pretty good. That was heard by Dave Haskell in Indiana. On 1140, WONQ in Orlando, Florida, was heard on the 21st of April at 0954, noted with some Spanish while in the area. That was logged by Jody Hughes. On 1170, WDFB in Junction City, Kentucky, was noted here with some religious format. CNN News on the Hour, dual ID'd with Danville. According to Mark Lorenzos, he says it's kind of a semi-local station here that was heard in Kentucky. On 1190, WECC in St. Mary's, Georgia, was heard on 421. At 1525, it was not expected to be heard here, but it's now noted on a regular basis with gospel programming. That's by Jody Hughes in Florida. On 1200, WMLI in Brewer, Bangor, Maine, was heard on 5-3 at 10:40 in the morning with talk radio under WKOX. Per call, the station, the station says that they are running 10,000 watts U1 24 hours. They were on 1250, and that was heard by Mark DeLorenzos. On 1230, WANO in Pineville, Kentucky, was heard on 423 at 1434 hours, noted with CNW Music and CNN News. That was also heard by Mark. And on 1300, WLXG in Lexington, Kentucky, was noted with a oldies format. That's the XWTKC, and that was heard by Mark Lorenzos. On 1320, WHOF in Coleman, Florida, was heard on 421 at 10 o'clock in the morning. Noted on with AdStan. Now, unfortunately, I don't know what that means. And, of course, Dave Schmidt had to put his two cents worth in and put his, says, what's that? Well, we don't know. ADSTAN, if anyone knows what that means. On 1330, WSPQ in Springville, New York, was heard on 5-3 at 0621. It was good with oldies, weather, ads, and IDs, heard by Dave Voorhees out of New York. On 1400, WCOH in Newman, Georgia, was heard on 5-2 from 1242, noted with the Trading Post program. That was heard by Jody Hughes out of Florida. On 1490, WXVQ in DeLand, Florida, was heard on 421 at 10:22 in the morning. Also noted on with AdStan. That was heard by Jody Hughes. On 1530, a whole bunch of people happened to cash in on WTME in Auburn, Maine. They were heard on June the 14th from 0505 to 0540, week in the WCKY Null with religious music. Dual IDs sounded like WTME, WJCQ. A report returned by the post office has been back on since 4-8 with these calls. Still 1,000 watts D1, according to Mark DeLorenzos. The other DXer I forgot to mention there, who had his report returned by the post office, was Bob Harrison. Also, a bunch of DXers cashed in on 1570 WFEL in Townsend, Maine. Was heard on May the 1st at 2008. Excellent. With religious programming, ID dueled with Baltimore. That was heard by Mark DeLorenzos. Also at 0600 to 0700, very strong under WBUX, WPGM, with no data sign-on, and right into religious music, news, weather, headlines, weather on the hour. Also, the Joyous 1570 ID. And by the way, there was no sign-off. Kermit Gary listened to it later on in the evening, and there was no data on their sign-off whatsoever.
And finally, on 1590 WALY in Gray, Kentucky, was heard on 423 at 1330, noted with a religious format. That was heard by Jody Hughes in Florida. Under the TIS category, and TIS standing for Travelers Information Service, these are the transmitters which are licensed at those end spots of the dial, 530 kilohertz and 1610 kilohertz. Most of them are very low power, 10 to 50 watts, and they used buried coaxial antennas, and they're only supposed to radiate a matter of 500 feet or so, just enough where if a person is pulling into a parking lot in a major metropolitan airport, they can hear information about where to park. Well, on 1610, the TIS, according to Jerry Starr in Youngstown, Ohio, he suspects he heard the Akron-Canton Airport rebroadcast of NOAA weather radio KD084. It was strong under Antigua on 629 at 2200. Well, let's turn over right now to the domestic DX Digest column, and this is edited by Nancy Hardy. Under the special category on 630 KKPL in Opportunity, Washington, that's the XKGGR, was heard on 523, 1327, simulcast ID as Hit Radio 96 Apple FM, and that was heard by Keith Ferguson up in Washington. Also heard by Keith on 1050, KEYF in Dishman, Washington. That's the XKSPO on 523, 1400 with illegal ID, old vocals, possibly Burl Ives. Under the midnight to midday category on 580, CKRD in Red Deer, Alberta, was heard on 526 at 0235. It was strong under KOA at KTAC with an ID, heard by Keith Ferguson. Also heard by Keith was on 1050, CJNB in North Battleford, Saskatchewan, on 66 at 0130. It was strong under CKAL with IDs, weather, promo for station's own slow pitch softball team. How about that? And finally, on 1610, Keith heard one of those Travelers Information Service transmitters, WNDF-946. Yep, that's the call letters, WNDF-946 in Bellingham, Washington, on 622 at 0308. It's a new TIS with Expo 86 border crossing information, and that's operated by Whatcom County, Washington. Turning briefly over to the International DX Digest column, edited by Chuck Hutton, just a few things to report on this edition. And that is from Mark Conley out of Yarmouth, Massachusetts, I should say, who is using an R600 and two medium-wave DX4A phased 37-meter wires. Good antenna system there. And on the following days, he heard some interesting DX on 6-8, cashed in on a few low frequencies. 670 was Caracas, Venezuela, YVKU on 6-8 at 0290-19 with German music, and had good peaks, but suffering from deep and rapid fades. On 684 kilohertz, he heard Spain at 0439, Spanish talk with poor signal in the WRKO slop. On 774 kilohertz, he heard Spain, also synchronous to the previous listing, fair to good with vocal in Spanish. On 810, Bogota, Colombia, HJCY at 0348, several IDs, and finally on 825, St. Kitts in there from 0346, local-like with U.S. religious programming, and that is a station, one of those stations that a lot of DXers can hear. In fact, I've got a QSL card from them myself, so it is possible to hear St. Kitts
as far north as Lima, Ohio. One other quick one I should report on, and that is West Germany on 1593. Langenberg, West Germany, on 6-8 at 0219 with German music. Good peaks, but suffering from deep and rapid fades. That's another station which does make it in to this area and has been heard here in Lima. And that's our quick, brief look at the International DX Digest column. If you remember several months back, it all started by jamming HBO, and that is The Adventures of Captain Midnight. Well, it seems that Captain Midnight has been found. From Associated Press News in Washington, D.C., comes a report that John R. McDonnell of Ascola, Florida, was identified today as Captain Midnight, the space-age video pirate who overpowered HBO's satellite delivery system to send a crude message to viewers in April. The Federal Communications Commission said that McDonald was arrested and charged with illegally operating a satellite uplink transmitter. The Central Florida Teleport in Ascola was the only facility surveyed by the FCC with the proper combination of equipment and availability for use at the time of the interference, said Richard M. Smith, chief of the Commission's Field Operations Bureau. The operator on duty that night was McDonald, he says. In addition to his job at the teleport, the FCC says that he also is the owner of a dealership that sells backyard earth stations. Just after midnight on Sunday, April the 27th, viewers of HBO saw the movie The Falcon and the Snowman disappear from their TV screens to be replaced with a message printed in white letters saying, "Good evening, HBO, from Captain Midnight. $12.95 a month? No way. Showtime, Movie Channel, beware." The wording was an apparent reference to HBO's decision to scramble its satellite-delivered signal so that it could not be watched by those not paying for HBO. On January 15th, HBO became the first cable TV network to scramble its signal full-time. Showtime and Movie Channel scrambled their programming full on May the 27th. HBO has offered descrambling equipment to owners of backyard satellite dishes for $12.95 a month. Almost from the time of the incident, the focus of the investigation has been on those with access to high-power satellite transmitting dishes frequently used at broadcast stations. The FCC could fine Captain Midnight $10,000 and put the violator in jail for a year if they can obtain a conviction. Although there were no reported repeated incidents, the FCC was hampered in its efforts to prevent additional disruption of satellite signals because of a transmission to a satellite can come from anywhere in the United States. It is almost impossible to track interference unless the violator leaves some sort of calling card, such as the videotaped evidence that HBO was able to provide the commission, showing, among other things, the sophistication of the equipment used for writing the message. And so goes Captain Midnight. And that about wraps up this edition of the DX Audio Service for August 1986. I'd like to make a quick reminder to those of you who are subscribing via the returnable cassette method that when you return your cassettes, please return them to us here at the DX Audio Service, 706 McKenzie, McKenzie, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. If the cassettes are not returned to us, or if you forget to return your tape, we are unable to bring your next issue to you. And obviously, we cannot make special provisions for taping programs that you have missed in the future. So please return your cassettes promptly to us by the 20th of the month so we can duplicate them for the next edition. I'd like to also make mention that if you happen to come to the convention in Delaware, be sure to look Phil Wayne and myself up at the convention. We will be there. Also attending will be Jerry Starr, Dave Schmidt, Mike Knitter from headquarters, and a host of a lot of other people involved with the National Radio Club, and just a bunch of DXers from all over the Eastern Seaboard and also in the Midwest and also from the West Coast. So be sure to attend if you possibly can.
The address for the National Radio Club is Post Office Box 24, Cambridge, Wisconsin, 53523-0024. On the July issue, we gave you editor's addresses, so if you need those, give a listen to those. The DX Audio Service is published and put together by the editors of DX News Magazine, the magazine of the National Radio Club. It may not be copied in whole or part without the express written permission from the National Radio Club Incorporated, Cambridge, Wisconsin. See you next month on the DX Audio Service with material from Anarch and a whole lot more. 73 and good DX to you all.